There you go, 814. We've gotten a report now that university is closed in both directions. They're not letting traffic through in both directions there by the Physician Center. So kind of stay away from that if you possibly can. I don't know, does that give you an opportunity, I guess, to turn by that the street that goes down and by Momentum Bank, and you can then go over and hit 30 if you wanted to?
Potentially, but the best thing to do is just avoid it altogether. You've got Boonville back there that you can cut through, or obviously, you know, keep it on that east side right there. So I would suggest doing that. Just don't turn up University Drive. If you have a doctor's appointment this morning, which is obviously very likely, the easiest thing to
come
do
around.
Would be to go down to, Green Valley.
Yeah, Green Valley.
Green Valley Drive, I believe, is
come in the back way there by the school. Yeah, got it. All right, here you go. Here's your app to download today. Blip Me. B-L-I-P Me. Blip Me.
Blip Me?
It is a walkie-talkie. It turns your mobile phone into a push-to-talk walkie-talkie. Have you ever wanted to, like, send a quick note to your friend but didn't want to go through the hassle of typing?
Mm-hmm.
A text message?
Yeah.
I got that voice to text thing.
Yeah, sometimes it works, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. But then, you know, and then again, because I texted Chase by voice and something came up and he said something about, well, you know, that didn't work too well. And I said, yeah, well, I was too lazy to change it. So, yeah. But
he came mumble.
Right. But anyway, if you want to send a quick note to a friend, but you don't want to go through the hassle of typing out the text message, Blip Me solves this by allowing you to send a Blip Me voice note to any friend in your phone contact list. And it works if your friend doesn't have Blip Me. It's for Android. Now, that's scary.
You can get it for Apple, too. I just looked it up on mine.
So it gives a voice message. And so what? You're in a meeting with somebody and goes, hey, Goofus, what are you doing?
Doesn't it show up as a voicemail or something? Or
I don't know.
Does it just start talking over your telephone?
I don't know. That's what's scary about it. If it just starts talking, that's not a good thing. Hello?
Yeah, that app you're talking about really does work. My daughter has it. And she talks to her friend in Wichita Falls all the time on it.
Now, is it a voice? I mean, does it come across as a voice message, or does it
No, it actually, you actually talk into it, and then they answer you. I mean, you actually hear the voices. It's not typed. It's actually like a walkie-talkie.
That's not a good thing. I can see that it's not working well. I mean, I understand what you're saying. Thank you. I mean, from an innocent standpoint, but I could see...
Right, I'm gonna download it and send you a message, Scott.
Okay, well, I don't have my phone.
Yeah, I just want to know. I mean, does your phone just start talking?
Well,
or
that's
does
what
it
I'm
ring
saying.
First, or what is it?
Because, you know, once again, if alcohol is involved, bad things can happen. Exactly. And so, sir, we hope you'll go with our company because we're serious and
hey, dude!
Hey, what's
you gotta meet us down here.
Anyway, so yeah, do that and let's see how that worked it. Hey, man, what are you doing? Or it could just be something like that. Hey, man, what are you doing now, huh? Huh? What are you doing, huh? Huh? Blip Me.
I would not be friends with someone who did that.
I know. Anyway, once again, I'm kind of sorry I told you, but it's too late now. Kim's here this morning from the chamber. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great. What's going on?
Well, we have a busy couple of weeks coming up. We have our Economic Outlook Conference on January 25th. Tickets for members is $70, non-members is $80, and a table is $640. And we'd like to thank our title sponsor, Wells Fargo. This Thursday, we have our business after hours at Briarcrest Country Club. And then on February 22nd, it's a little in advance, but we have our Inner Circle Luncheon sponsored by Aggieland Business Park at the Traditions featuring Dr. Jeff Seaman, who is the Chief Research Officer at Texas A&M. Tickets are $25 and a table is $300. And then today we have a ribbon cutting for a new business in town off of Harvey called Scent Chips at 11:30 a.m.
All right. Very good. Sounds good. And who's your friend?
This is my daughter, Madeline.
And Madeline did very well. Madeline, I mean, you are holding Madeline up as you do this. Next time if you come in, set her on the counter right there next to you. But I know that you have those mommy arms right now, right?
I do.
Yeah.
I'm amazed
exactly.
at what I can carry.
Well, but she did very well.
Thank
she was
you
very,
very
quiet. Okay. Very good. Thanks a lot, Kim.
Have a great day.
Yep. Visit with the folks from the chamber on Tuesdays. And Crystal's here this morning from the animal shelter. How are Brazos Animal Shelter? How are you today?
I'm great.
All right, what's
you?
Happening for y'all?
Well, I'm here to talk about something new that's now featured on our website.
Okay, what's that?
It is our community partners.
Okay.
It's a place for us to put all the different people that have partnered with us for different types of things.
Okay.
So you can find WTAW and Candy under our media partners. But there's a way that if your business is not already connected to the Brazos Animal Shelter, but you want to give back, well, we'd like to thank you on our website.
Okay.
So we have different opportunities. We have not only a bulk, like, oh, I want to donate $5,000.
Okay.
But we actually split it down into monthly payments, too. So if your business might not be large enough to say, I can give you $5,000 right now.
Uh-huh.
Well, what about just $400 each month?
Okay.
It's a lot more manageable, and it still makes a great difference for our organization. So if you think your business might be interested, or you think that your maybe your staff could pull together and do that monthly donation, then check it out. It is on our website, which is brazosanimalshelter.org. And if you go under About Us is our community partners. This is a great place if you're looking to eat. And you say, huh, I wonder who supports the animal shelter,
sure.
Because I do.
Mm-hmm. And so, in other words, if you have, for instance, a restaurant and you'd like to do that, in other words, where a percentage of one day's or however you want to handle it would go to the Brazos Animal Shelter, then they get in touch with you and then they end up on this list of
Absolutely.
People to see
that. Yeah, because right now we are featuring spoons. We're actually featuring the spoons, the new spoons in College Station in the Tower Point HEB Center, because we're going to do a profit share there in February.
Okay.
We have an ongoing profit share with Charm and Charlie. So just businesses like that, you might be out shopping already, and it's great just to check the website and see who has something going on this month.
If that kind of thing's important to you, there's the whole list, right?
Absolutely.
Cool.
And featured pets on our website, did want to mention, we have 6 guinea pigs. So if you or somebody you love or know has been looking for guinea pigs...
Now's the time, huh?
We've got them, and they are so social.
Yeah, they are.
So squealing and running, cute.
Exactly.
So come down and see us. Remember, we are off of Leonard Road next to the Brazos Expo Center in Bryan. Give us a call, 775-5755. And if you're interested in being a community partner with the Brazos Animal Shelter... Check us out online, brazosanimalshelter.org.
Got it. Thanks, Crystal.
Thank you.
Yep, visit with the folks from the Brazos Animal Shelter on Tuesdays on WTAW.